points on the final eight possessions. Obviously, there were a couple missed kicks, but how disappointing not to get any of those eight into the end zone.
Yeah, it's tough. I think there's a lot of missed opportunities. I think did a good job in the first half putting up points and, kind of stalled out in the second, whether it be a lack of making plays or shooting ourselves in the foot. We got to continue to score. I thought the defense played really good, kept us in it, and we got to score touchdowns.
Did they change anything up in the second half that threw you guys off?
No, I think it's just a lack of execution. I think, the right things were called, the people were in the right spots. We just got to make a play, whether it's a throw or a catch or whatever. We just got to go out and make a play.
How much were you bothered by the ankle in the second half, anything?
No, it was fine. Taped it up and was ready to go.
I like the word consistency was used all week long. What do you guys have to do to get to that level?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think, obviously, you talk about a tale of two halves. We want to be able to carry the momentum and the things we did well in the first half into the second half, and then, it's a time at halftime to be able to sit down and make corrections and fix what you didn't do well. So we got to be able to put two halves together, and I think we got to be able to finish. Gus talks about starting fast and finishing faster. I think we've done a good job of starting fast, but we definitely got to be able to finish.
Is there any reason why? I mean, can you finish?
No. I think it's, definitely have to go back and watch it and see what happened. I thought we continued to do some good things in the running game. And then there's a play here and there in the passing game that we just miss, for some reason or another.
This happened against Miami, too, in the second half. So what happened there that maybe didn't happen today or did happen today? What did you learn from that wasn't able to fix that?
Right. Yeah, it was definitely a similar situation. I think, like I said, it's just a lack of plays being made. I think the guys on the field got to be able to execute, whether it's up front or whether it's making play or whether it's, me throwing a ball. I think we got to continue to strive to make big plays.
Is it one of those strange games for you? I mean, you put up almost 300. TJ runs for 100. Allen has, the numbers you're going to look at, you're going to feel like you scored more than 13 points.
Yeah, definitely. I think that we got to be able to close it out. You got to be able to score in the red zone. We got to be able to have a big play for a touchdown. I think we'll continue to work on it. Guys will continue to battle and compete. I think, we definitely got to score more touchdowns.
You guys still have to learn here to make winning plays. I mean, is that what it boils down to?
Yeah, I think definitely. You get an opportunity, whether it's at the end of the game or whether it's in overtime. We have a big play. We got to be able to close it out. We got to be able to continue to pick up positive yardage and score. Whether it's get Jason in range to kick a winner, whether it's, actually scoring six, we got to be able to do that and finish games.
Blake, you had first downs 45, 46, and 40 in their territory with game-winning points coming. How hard is it for you to even accept at this point that you guys didn't punch something in there?
Yeah. It's difficult to swallow because there were a lot of opportunities left on the field, I think. I think we could have scored a lot more points than we did. So it just goes back to execution. So I think we'll continue to work on that, but it's definitely frustrating.